Welcome to Beyond the Book. In this episode, we'll talk about success strategies and how when they are designed by triumphant people, they often lead to amazing accomplishments. I'm your host, Ryan Ruff, guiding you through the essential elements that routinely show up in successful individuals. So let's dive into another episode to help you accomplish your objectives in a more timely and efficient manner. Well, hello there, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Beyond the Book. I am Ryan Ruff, your host and moderator, and it's great to be back with you all today. And as always here on the show, we're going to be diving beyond the pages of a given book. We're going to be exploring some of the personal and, of course, professional experiences that allowed, you know, some of the world's leading entrepreneurs and professionals to be able to achieve the level of success they've seen in their careers and, of course, their lives. And boy, do we have a great book and, of course, a great author to be speaking with today. Today's book that we're going to be covering is a book entitled Empathy and Understanding in Business, a definitive guide to achieving massive success through helping others, and which was co-authored among a team of just extraordinary individuals, spearheaded by the one and only Chris Voss, who is just a household name in the world of negotiation. Chris quite literally wrote the book on negotiation, entitled Never Split the Difference, a best-selling book by any standard out there. And Chris being the former lead hostage negotiator for the FBI. Well, Chris helped co-author this book, Empathy and Understanding in Business, alongside a team of entrepreneurs and professionals, each one showcasing their own unique perspective in business and in life and bridging that gap between empathy and business. And today's author that we're going to be sitting down with is Devery Rusty Cagle. Now, as he goes by Rusty, to many that know him, Rusty wrote Chapter 11, which was entitled, What Can Frogs Teach Us About Business? I'm super excited to be diving into his chapter today and to provide a little more context about Rusty. Rusty is the president and founder of ASE Private Wealth, which is a subsidiary of ASE Financial Network. And he has made waves in the world of finance with his innovative approach to being a strategic advisor. You know, his work includes multiple entities that support a financial ecosystem of a big network, really, focusing on collaboration, advocacy, and solutions for high-income taxpayers. So really an interesting background that Rusty brings to the table today. I'm super excited to dive into his chapter. So with that, Rusty, thanks so much for carving some time out of your busy schedule and welcome to Beyond the Book.
Thank you, Ryan. Excited to be here with you today.
Yeah. Happy to have you, Rusty. I've been sitting down and having different interviews with authors from not just this book, but a multitude of books over the years. And I got to say, I love a good chapter name. And when you say the chapter being What Can Frogs Teach Us About Business? Well, that's a title that grabs you right from the start. So why don't you start, you know, today's conversation by give us kind of a high level synopsis on the key theme, the key message that you were hoping to get across in your chapter.
Well, thank you for that, Ryan. I wanted to take maybe a different approach and I didn't know what the other authors were going to write about. Yet, throughout history, fables and stories have given us wisdom and guidance on how to evolve for a more meaningful existence. And so as I was preparing for this, you know, growing up, I was fascinated by watching tadpoles go through their transformation into frogs and adapt to an entirely new environment being out of the water, right? And today I see a similar metamorphosis with those who take substantial risk in business and that are quite frankly wired different to make a meaningful impact for their families, employees, and communities. And so having the opportunity to be transformational in helping privately held business owners align collaboration with other professionals, it really does take empathy and understanding from the minds of those entrepreneurs.
I love that, Rusty. It's a really interesting kind of intersection of life and business and the growth and evolution through both of those two things together. But look, Rusty, you're a very busy guy. I mean, you're working with these, you know, developing these solutions for high income taxpayers, you know, the ultra wealthy, if you will, kind of working in that family office environment. Rusty, but yet you decided to add one more thing to your proverbial to-do list, and that was to co-author this book and write this chapter in Empathy and Understanding in Business. So why did you feel called, for lack of a better word, to just add one more thing to your to-do list and, you know, co-author this book?
Well, Ryan, that's interesting that you say that, because frankly, I did it to deal with my own embarrassment and insecurities growing up and You know, never feeling like I was good enough because we lived in poverty, right? I felt alone dealing with my own inner emotions of acceptance. And now that I've been in business for myself for almost 30 years, I see a different form of this with business owners who feel like, you know, they are alone with the challenges they face. You know, most of them put in sacrifices of time, money, miss family enjoyment, sleepless nights to even make payroll, and then feel isolated to figure it all out as they go. However, you know, I found there are major opportunities available with the right guidance with government incentive monetization, which means that's the redeployment of tax liability to tax capital. You know, again, with the tadpole theme, this is an entirely different world that's available to those who become successful. And this is just the other end of the spectrum where I grew up on government entitlement programs just to be able to exist.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, it's a very different world. And I appreciate you sharing that and kind of peeling back the curtain for our audience there on yourself and kind of that transition from poverty to wealth, dealing with the challenges along the way. It's great stuff, Rusty. I want to zoom out from the book for just a moment now and have you share a little bit about your background, your career. Why don't you fill our audience in on how Rusty Cagle spends his day-to-days and what it is that you do for your clients?
Well, I've got a number of designations, which makes me have to do a lot of continuing ed and a lot of licensing I have to keep up with on that
Sure,
side.
sure.
However, I've been in the wealth management and strategic advisory business for almost 30 years. And my first 20 years was more of a traditional role as a financial advisor for individual and small businesses. Then about 10 years ago, my focus turned to understanding the tax code and figuring out there are significant areas where privately held business owners and high-income taxpayers could benefit if they just knew about how to utilize the code for their particular situation. And so very similar to healthcare, if there's a major issue, you bring in a specialist to handle certain things for a patient. And this is very similar to in business and with our whole tax system. You know, as a firm, we continue to help more and more successful businesses, and you start to see patterns where subject matter experts can add significant value based on their specialized focus in certain areas of the tax code. And that's just an area that we've been able to continue to grow and really help businesses from that perspective with helping them have a different viewpoint of how they can then approach their success and then also be more impactful in their families, communities, and in other significant areas. So.
Yeah, no, it's great. I mean, leveraging a team of professionals, there's nothing better than having a team in your corner that's got your best interests and your goals in mind. And the work that you guys are doing is clearly impactful for a multitude of people. Rusty, let's get back to the book now for just a moment. You know, you and I are sitting down having this conversation about empathy and understanding in business just a few short weeks after the release of the book, where the book it. Quite literally and figuratively flew off the shelves. There was a hungry audience. It's a best-selling book, making you a best-selling author. What's the feedback been like from friends, family, colleagues out there that are now seeing you inked into history with just not only some awesome entrepreneurs sharing their stories, but of course, Chris Voss, who's just a legend in and of the negotiation and business space as a whole?
You know, that's interesting, Ryan. You know, I did when we went out to Vegas, I met Chris. We'd been on a few podcasts, but not met him in person. And after all this came out, I did go up to Chris and said, "Okay, you're welcome for making you a best-selling author." And he kind of chuckles and he goes, "Oh yeah, yes, you're welcome." So anyway, it's absolutely fantastic to, you know, be even considered in the same category as Chris. Just a phenomenal guy. But some of the feedback, what, congratulations. You know, where can I get a copy? You know, some people like, you wrote a bestseller. And then other people like, does Chris Voss always use his late night DJ voice? So anyway, there's been some fun kind of commentary that's come out of this. But seriously, we've utilized it as an awareness tool to get the message out that through collaboration, you can really go from a linear progressive path of comfort to exponential growth for substantial impact in a very short period of time. Yet the opposite is also true. I created and trademarked the process of, analyzing things with the compound depletion effect. And that shows that each year that you have inaction, the loss of compounding can cost you potentially millions over your lifetime. So again, we're just excited about getting the message out there for those who take risk and they reach certain level of success, how to help them align collaboration with their professionals more. And that's one of the things that Chris really, really teaches in his work, and something I respect on a very deep level. So
no, that's great. I appreciate you sharing that. And yeah, of course, congratulations again on the best-selling status. Just really great stuff. Rusty, as we're bringing our conversation to a head here, is there anything on the horizon for you? Anything you want to let our audience know about that they should be on the lookout for?
Well, we're really excited about two initiatives. There are two major initiatives that we're focusing on really the next 5 to 10 years that both are exciting and transformational. Over the next 10 years, it's an estimated that $12 trillion of value in privately held businesses will transition in some shape or form. And sadly, history has shown us that 80% of this value will never be realized. And that's due to a lot of complication with really understanding how to be able to do that. And we want to change history. In conjunction with that, second is we're part of a $10 billion challenge by 2030 to purposefully direct potential social capital tax to causes that impacts our communities and society. So both of those initiatives we're extremely excited about, and this book is really helping us get that message out.
No, that's great. I appreciate that, Rusty. And Rusty, for anybody out there that had a chance to pick up the copy of the book yet and read your chapter, or is just really interested in the work that you're doing with, ASE Financial Network and, of course, ASE Private Wealth, your entity is in specific, and would like to open up a dialogue or learn more about you guys, what is the best way somebody could look you up and find you and start that conversation?
Well, Ryan, with a unique name, it's easy to find me. You can follow me at Devery Cagle on LinkedIn, Instagram, and X. You can also keep up with what we're doing as an organization at aseadvisors.com or through our company page on LinkedIn. And you can also reach me through email at rcagle@aseadvisors.com.
Fantastic. Well, Rusty, thank you so much for carving time out of your busy schedule. I know you got clients to serve, so we'll let you get back to doing that. But appreciate your time and wish you all the best and the continued success moving forward.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Ronald.
Of course, of course. And folks, we're going to take a final beat here for just a moment and thank you guys for stopping by and spending time with us on the show today. If you enjoyed today's discussion with Devery Rusty Cagle, you learned a thing or two about his, his life, his experiences, of course, his work that he's doing with, ASE Private Wealth, and you learned a thing, well, make sure you hit that subscribe button on whichever platform you checked us out on today so that you don't miss out on other great conversations here on this podcast where we welcome some of the world's leading entrepreneurs, professionals, and authors to dive beyond the pages of their books and learn each and every bit of those personal and professional experiences that have allowed them to see a level of success. Before Devery, Rusty Cagle, I'm Ryan. We're going to go ahead and say so long. Well, we appreciate you stopping by and being with us on Beyond the Book.